We have a difficult relationship with our bodies today. At different times, radical materialism was prevalent, which denied the reality of the soul. But today, it's fashionable to be spiritual, but we don't know what to do with our bodies. The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which we celebrate on August 15th, puts this problem of body and soul right before our eyes, but it also gives us a clear and consoling answer to the problem. Mary conceived and gave birth to Jesus, the Word made flesh, without losing her virginal integrity in body and spirit. And at the end of her earthly life, Mary was brought to share body and soul in the glory of her risen Son. What we believe and celebrate about Mary is a sign and foretaste of what awaits every one of us. Each of us is destined to share body and soul in the glorious life of the resurrection. St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians that if Jesus Christ is not risen from the dead, we are the most miserable of people. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 17 to 19. And when he preached in Athens, the crowd listened attentively until he spoke about the resurrection of the body. They considered the body to be a prison, and death was our escape. So the thought that we would get a body back after death made no sense at all to them. You can read that in Acts chapter 17, verse 32. But we are made body and soul in the image and likeness of God. Our body is not just something we have, a blank canvas where we express ourselves. Our body, male or female, young or old, strong or fragile, united to our soul, is who we are, bearing the image of God. When we suffer in the body, we may well want to escape it, as the Athenians did. But even more deeply, we dream of being fit and healthy, strong and beautiful. Cosmetics and fitness are two of the biggest industries in our age. We desire a body that will not suffer, grow frail, or experience sickness. We desire a body that manifests outwardly the inner beauty, strength, and dignity of our soul and spirit and heart. The resurrection of the body corresponds perfectly to that desire. It is God's response to our desire for perfection, for the image and likeness of God to shine forth in our whole being, soul, and body. This year, since the Assumption falls on a Monday, it's not a day of obligation. However, we still celebrate this great feast of Mary, this feast of our hope in Jesus Christ. In addition to our 8:30 morning Mass, we'll have a 7 p.m. Mass for the Feast of the Assumption. No obligation, just an opportunity to come and celebrate our hope fulfilled.